John 14, 16 to 18. And I need you to listen to me attentively. We are still taking introduction to the things of the Spirit. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another comforter, counselor, helper, intercessor, advocate, strengthener, and stand by that he may remain with you forever. The Spirit of truth, the word whom the world cannot receive. Welcome, take to his heart, because it does not see him or know and recognize him. But you know and recognize him, for he lives with you and will be in you. I'm getting very old. You are setting me up by giving me this more television. It's better you don't give me than set me up. You are showing me that I'm growing up. Verse 18. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Go back to verse 16 and read together as a church. Verse 16. Let's go. 1, 2, go. And I will ask the Father. So there are some people in church that cannot see this big one. There is hope for me. Can we take it again? Let's go. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another comforter, counselor, helper, intercessor, advocate, strengthener, and standby. The word comforter, last week we came and we explained to you that Jesus said, I will send you another helper, another meaning, another of the same kind. There is another of a different kind. I have been your helper. I have been your sustainer. I will give you another helper that will sustain you just like me, of my nature, of my capacity, of my power. But you see, the word translated comforter there is parakletos. I have had calls to tell you many times. Okay, maybe not telling you, even though I have done that so many times. But there are some times you are speaking Yoruba, Igbo, Isham, your local language, and you want to translate it in English to somebody that does not understand. Sometimes you find it difficult getting the right word to use. Anybody, have you had that problem before? You discover that it's one word. You will now start using like 5 words to be able to explain one word. That is a dilemma of the English language when it wants to translate many things from the Greek language. And today, because of that, we are going to use that particular Greek word that was used in the Bible, that was translated comforter in King James, translated in ESV as helper, translated as advocate in NIV, because it means all these things. That word is parakletos. Can the church say parakletos? Say that again. Let me hear you. Can I hear you say parakletos? So I will send you another parakletos. Another alos parakletos. Another parakletos. A parakletos as of my nature, of my kind. And he will come and help you. Listen to me, brethren, attentively. You are not helpless. You have the parakletos. You are not hopeless. You have the parakletos. You are not abandoned. You have the parakletos. You are not without hope. You are not on your own. You cannot be hindered. You cannot be disappointed. You have the parakletos. What does the parakletos mean? I'm going to mention 10 things that the parakletos mean for you to understand the role of the Holy Spirit as your helper. A Bible dictionary I consulted yesterday says the translation of parakletos to comforter is inadequate and to helper is indefinite. That means those words cannot accurately capture it until we use many words to explain it for you. And today I want to use 10 words to explain what the parakletos means. And we start from the Amplifier version. Number one, parakletos means comforter. Are you in trouble? Are you grieving? Have you given up on life? Have you become hopeless? There is somebody that the Holy Spirit, that God sends to you to help you in situations like that. Sometimes you feel you are down and almost out. You need a word from somebody. And nobody seems to be calling. The one that the Holy Spirit, that God sent to you, is a paracletos that have the mission of comforting you. He has a word of encouragement for you. He has a word of consolation for you. So whatever you are going through, look within you if you are born again. The Holy Spirit is there with his word of comfort for you. But you see, most of the time, we are used to pity party when we are in problem. We want people to gather all around us. And this one will say that, that one will say that, and you'll be shaking your head. And that is what makes you happy. The provision for your comfort is the Holy Spirit, and is already in you. Have you ever thought about committing suicide before? The Holy Spirit has a word for you. He is your comforter. Is your family upside down? The Holy Spirit has a word for your family. But if you only listen to him, he has a word of comfort. Don't give up. The Holy Spirit is there by your side. I ask for the comfort of the Holy Spirit to envelop anyone going through difficult situation here in the name of Jesus. He is your comforter. Can we pray together? Anyone depressed in this house now? Anyone under despair? Love him, but within it, there is a gloom, there is a doom. Love him, but within him, there is darkness, there is a cloud of darkness. Let the light of the Holy Spirit shine within you now, in the name of Jesus, and receive a word of comfort. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Number two, the Holy Spirit is a counselor. In Isaiah 11:2, the Bible talk about the Spirit coming upon us, upon Christ. And he mentioned the spirit of counsel. And the spirit of the Lord shall be upon him. And the spirit of wisdom. And the spirit of understanding. The spirit of counsel and might. The counsel of the Lord is sure. He doesn't misdirect you. He doesn't misdirect you in envy. He doesn't misadvise you. Listen to me. In the Bible is the word of God for your destiny, for your deliverance, for your salvation, for everything that God has in store for you. The Bible is there. But you see, there are some specific details of our lives that the Bible does not mention. The name of your wife, where you will meet your wife, where you will walk, where you will stay, the kind of work you will do. All those things are not specifically written into the Bible. Do we understand? But the Bible gives a guide and principles for us to hear him through him. And then it is the Holy Spirit that wrote the Bible. So he is a counselor that gives you details of your life that are not specifically and expressly written in the Bible. Whether you should go to work tomorrow or not, what will happen on the road tomorrow or not, it is not expressly written in the Bible. But the Holy Spirit translates what is in the Bible to present realities for you. And that is why he is called your counselor. Parakletos means somebody that comes to your assistance, somebody that speaks on your behalf, somebody that comes to your aid. I have nobody to help me. It's an insult on the Holy Spirit. You have the Holy Spirit. He is greater than who you call a helper. They will all pass away. They will all pass away. But the Holy Spirit will still be here, sure as anything. All what you need is the Holy Spirit. You have him already. You don't lack help. He is your counselor. Can we lift our hands up? Say, take away every confusion. Can we pray, Holy Spirit, anything confusing me? Clear the confusion. Clear the confusion. Let me hear you clearly. Anyone about to take a decision, hear the counsel of the Lord. Clearly. The clear counsel of the Lord. Hear the clear counsel of the Lord. Hear the clear counsel of the Lord. In the name of God, let the counsel of the Lord be clear. Let it be clear. Let it be clear. Let the counsel of the Lord be clear. Let it be clear. Let the counsel of the Lord be clear. And he said, you shall hear a voice behind you. A voice behind you. This is the way, walk in it. In the name of Jesus. Can we pray, let my selfishness not overrule the counsel of the Lord. Let the loss of my eyes, let the pride of my life Let it not. Let it not. Let it not. Let not the eyes, my eyes, reject your counsel. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name. We are free. Our help is in the name of the Lord. Our help is in the name of the Lord. For the Lord our God is mighty. Our help is in the name. So when we call him counsel, he is a legal advisor. He is your chief advisor. He is the one that gives you advice. And the third word used for Paracletos is our helper. Psalm 46 verse 1. God is our refuge and our fortress and ever present help. See, let God be true. Every situation, every feeling, every experience in life, God is an ever present help. Please, can I ever say in church, say God is an ever present help. Can you say that again? Say that again. Let me hear you. Say that for the last time. Let me hear you. Where is God when all these things are happening to me? God is an ever present help. Why didn't he talk to me at that time? God is an ever present. I don't know who I'm talking to. I'm diverting. No matter what you are going through now, listen. He is an ever present. Present. Can you stretch your two hands towards your other? Oh Lord, your help, your help, your help, your help, your help, your help, your help for that sister, your help, your help, that sister about to give up, your help, your help, your help, your help. Surprise them with your help. We give you praise, we give you glory. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Where you have not sown, let help be delivered to you from there. In the name of Jesus. Say amen. Let me hear you. If only you see some things we see. No matter your efforts, no matter your weaknesses, let help arise and locate you. Let help arise and locate you. Let help arise and locate you. In the name of Jesus. He is an ever-present help. Listen to me. He can use anything to help you. He can use anybody to help you. He can use any circumstance to help you. He can use any event to help you. He can use any creation to help you. He can compel anybody to help you. Should I repeat it? He can use anything to help you. He can use anybody to help you. He can use any circumstance to help you. He can use any event to help you. He can use any creation to help you. He can compel people to help you. Say by force. You don't like him, but you help him. You don't like him, help him. That's why some people do some things for you and you say, is it true? Is it true? Is it true? Is the Holy Spirit compelling them to help you? He is your helper. I pray by compulsion, let your enemies arise for your help. In the name of, let your enemies arise for your help. Anything they are planning for your evil, let it turn around for your help by the power of your Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, he is your help. I shared in the first service one statement of Pastor Chris that I read and I love so much. He said the Holy Spirit can use the right people at the right time, at the right place, to help you at the right time. The Holy Spirit can use the right people at the right place to help you at the right time. Can we take that and say, Holy Spirit, use the right people to help me at the right place, at the right time. Let me not be stranded. I cannot be stranded. I cannot be stranded because the Holy Spirit will use the right people at the right place to help me at the right time. I cannot be stranded because the Holy Spirit will use the right people at the right place to help me at the right time.
In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. So, Paracletos, he is our helper. Number four, Paracletos, he is our intercessor. Most of the time, I laugh when people think they can pray better in their understanding than in the spirit. Your understanding is too shallow to pray what God wants you to pray.
Most of the time, I wonder when I see people that are baptized in the Holy Spirit that can speak in tongues,
and they want to pray in understanding more than praying in tongues. There is a reason that God gave you a language to express yourself to Him, and you feel your local language is better. Listen to me. Example. Let me give you an example I always give. I give that every time. Your God wakes you up at midnight, Papa. He said, begin to pray. Where will you start your praying for? In the name of Jesus. I thank you, my Father. I thank you. Where do you continue from? The Holy Spirit, your child is in body house. The Holy Spirit show you your child. Wake you up at night. Show you the picture of the child. Where do you start praying for?
Normally in Nigeria, what do we do? Hey, everything.
And it is not everything. Maybe he's about to get an award, about to write an exam. Maybe screw things about to happen to him. How do you know? How do you pray? How do you pray the prayer?
How? I've shared before you with you one time. I was sleeping. The Holy Spirit woke me up. I woke up. I went to pee. After pee, I came back and I wanted to pray. While I wanted to pray, I now lie down on the bed like this and face my window. And then a dark black owl came and landed on the container. And it was looking at me, and I was looking at the owl. If the Holy Spirit had not woke me up at that time, and I didn't know what to do, what do you think will happen to me?
Romans 8:26. The Spirit helps our infirmity.
Look at it. Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. That word weakness is interpreted by King James as infirmity. Philip's translation calls it limitation. Human beings, we have our limitations even in the place of prayers. Sometimes you want to utter a word, you don't know what to say, but you know you need to pray.
The Holy Spirit helps in our weakness. Look at that. For we do not know what to pray.
Even when you know the prayer point, you don't know the exact word to bring together apart from the help of the Holy Spirit. That is why praying in tongues is a necessary thing for you as a believer.
You'll be able to express yourself the way God wants to hear you.
It is not murmuring in the spirit. It is speaking and praying in the spirit. Listen to this. For we do not know what to pray for as we ought, but the Spirit Himself intercedes from us with groaning too deep for us. I don't know if you are prayed to an extent that you can't have and people look at you and they are laughing at you. They don't understand. It's groanings that cannot be uttered. Look at verse 27. And he who searches the heart knows what the mind of the Spirit is. The Holy Spirit knows the mind of God. He knows the mind. So he gives you utterance to pray. Because the Holy Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. The best of your prayers in your understanding is not as good as the worst of your prayers in the spirit. Should I repeat myself? The best of your prayer in your understanding is not better. It's not as good as the worst of your prayer in the spirit, if there's a worse of it.
You have to learn to pray in your spirit. It's a building yourself in the most holy faith, praying in the spirit.
And Paul said, I thank God I pray in the spirit more than you. I speak it more than all of you. We don't know how to pray. It's the Holy Spirit that helps us.
Did you notice that we have many challenges we are going through? Sometimes you consult your pastor and he has a better understanding of what to do, and then it is solved. But you have been praying over it a long time. Some think it's because the pastor is more powerful. Sometimes not.
Sometimes the grace, but sometimes it is knowledge of what to do. And I bet you, when you pray in tongues, the will of God concerning that situation, the appropriate solution is prayed at that particular time.
I will not spend more time. Let me just move. I'll come back and spend maybe 2-3 weeks on speaking in tongues alone for us to look at it in different dimensions
and for us to understand that it's a gift of God that we should not run away from. Listen, the Holy Spirit prays for the believer. He prays with the believer. He prays through the believer. He prays in place of a believer. He prays through another believer.
We don't know how to pray. He helps us. Let there be a release of the spirit of supplication and intercession upon this house. Stretch your hand towards the altar. Stretch your 2 hands towards the altar. Without prayer, you will fail. Without the help of the Holy Spirit in prayer, you will be weak. You will pray for 3 minutes. It will look for like an hour.
But when he grants you auction, 3 hours, you still have it. You are still there praying, walking and praying, driving and praying, doing your work and praying, cooking and praying. Let there be a release of unction, of the spirit of prayer upon everybody here now. Let there be unction to pray. Let the spirit of supplication come upon you now. In the name of Jesus, you can hike. You know, in Abuja, the engine now is hiking. If you don't hike, you are not a happy person. You are not cool.
You can hike and pray. Hello, are you here? You can pray everywhere. Lord, let there be a release of a grace to pray upon everyone here.
Can we pray? Let's say, I receive the grace. The grace, the unction to pray. The grace of prayer. I will not be weak in the place of prayer. I receive the help of the Paracletos in the place of prayer. Help, 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 help. Help of the Paracletos in the place of prayer. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Most of the time, I don't really pray much in my office. But most of the time, everybody that enters my office feels there is a difference. People just say, oh God. Then later they say, oh, I learned you are a pastor. No wonder the first time I came to your office. It's not because really I pray more. What am I saying? I'm saying, we should, your location, your shop, you should carry the presence and the unction of prayer that when people enter that place, something must change. And are you here? So if somebody wants to do anything against you, when they enter that place, something has changed. That is what you are carrying this year. In the name of Jesus. Can we pray? I carry the presence of the Lord. I carry His presence. Everywhere I go, I carry His presence. Maliboko, Aria da 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 bakeria, Obelemoku, Ria mana da da, Maria dana, Idebokuria, Maria dada. Makatibokuli meke libokulia alebokoria aria dada mazanta bakariboko eria dada da bakaria eria na makaria banelebokuria akaria baka eria nana ba mole meke eria dada da bakaria. Your presence in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. So we have said the Holy Spirit is our comforter, is our counselor, is our helper, is our intercessor. For let's quickly take 4 or 5 more. He is our advocate. An advocate is a lawyer, an attorney who presents your case before a judge. An advocate is someone who works for or argues another person's cause. So the Holy Spirit, look at your cause. Look at your destiny. Look at what you desire. And argues in favor of it for you. Why it must come to pass? The devil comes to the presence of God and accuses you. The Holy Spirit comes and says, yes. Have you already become? Yes, he did it. Yes, he committed that sin. Yes, he made that mistake. The devil said, hey, the devil will be happy. You see now, if the Holy Spirit is saying yes, then he now says, yes, he did it. But the blood has been shed for him. The blood covers the sins. The blood takes it away. Jesus has paid for it. Therefore, he is not supposed to pay for it. Despite it, because he has accepted Jesus, Father, you are forgiven. And moreover, beyond that, do great things for him. Everything Jesus purchased on the blood, make it available for him. When the devil now wants to accuse you, the Holy Spirit now turns it to your advantage. Because he is your lawyer, your advocate, your attorney before the presence of the Lord. Therefore, every accusation flying against you in darkness, in your office, everywhere, receive the help of the Paracletos. Receive the help of the advocate. Let him turn it around for your good. Let him turn it around for your elevation. In the name of Jesus, let him turn it around for your elevation. Let the advocate speak on your behalf. Let the advocate speak on your behalf. Let the advocate speak on your behalf. In the name of Jesus. He is the one that engages the enemy, the adversary, against you. Number six, the Holy Spirit is a strengthener. The Amplified Bible call him strengthener. Ephesians 3:16 is a prayer there that our inner man will be strengthened by might of the Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the one that strengthens our inner mind. Most of the time, we talk, we carry weight, we are fit physically. But when you look at our spirit man, it is small and cannot carry the destiny we want to carry. It's the Holy Spirit that comes to in the place of prayer, praying the Spirit to quicken and to strengthen our inner mind. That according to the riches of His glory, He may grant you to be strengthened with power through His Spirit in your inner man, in your inner being. And that's why we have to keep studying the Word. And keep praying. Studying the word is eating. Praying is breathing of the Spirit. And then we become stronger and stronger and stronger and be able to carry the destiny that we want in our lives. The Holy Spirit is our strengthener. He gives strength. He adds strength. His strength is made available in your weakness so that you can say, when I am weak, I am strong. It is only by the Holy Spirit, our strength now. The seventh thing the Amplifier called the Holy Spirit, called him the standby. This one is easy to explain because almost everybody here has, I better pass my neighbor at home. It is on standby, lest something goes down. We have it. Some of us have inverter, we have solar, all of them are on standby. So the Holy Spirit is always on standby to help you when anything goes wrong. It is a backup for you in the days of emergency. The Lord knows we are weak, we are on earth, and we have a tendency to fall. So He made the provision of a Paracletos to be beside you. So when you are about to fall, He is on standby to carry you so you are not falling. When you are about to be stranded, He's on standby to say, hey, you cannot be stranded. When you need help, He's there to say, you cannot be helpless. When you are about to give up, He's there to say, you cannot be hopeless. He is on standby to help you. Is that not good news? He's on standby. He's a backup in the days of emergency. His name is the Holy Spirit. The Paracletos. Number eight, He is your sponsor. Another meaning for Paracletos is sponsor. He's the one that provides resources for your life, for you to live a godly life and survive on earth. And we will not say sponsor and run away from talking about fund. He's the one that makes fund available for you. No matter the kind of fund you need, spiritual fund, physical phone, emotional phone, resources, He makes all of them available for you. I don't have help. I don't know anybody. You know the Holy Spirit. He's superior to everybody. It's an insult for you to need help and you are looking for the phone number of people. You sit down and, you know, when people need help, they don't sleep. At midnight, they'll stand up. Let me write the name of 10 people in church, 10 people in my family, 10 people in my office that I can go to help me. So overnight, you have to say, you now hit your Holy Spirit, help me. Oh, give me another name. Holy Spirit, give me. Ah. You are asking the helper to give you a name of a woman helper. You are insulting. Why not just talk to him and say, Holy Spirit, help me? And he open your eyes and say, tomorrow, go and see Pastor Abiodun Aribike. Before you get there, he will tell you something. Before you get there, and you are coming, by the time you are coming, you see Abiodun Aribike smiling and then putting his hand in the pocket and squeezing something in your hands. You check it up. It is pounds. Because when you squeeze something in that, it's small. You check it up, it's pounds. You have missed the help of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, help me. Which name? No. To him. And ask for help. He is your sponsor. Listen, if the Holy Spirit is my sponsor, I cannot be stranded. Are you here? Are you here? You cannot handle me anyhow. The Holy Spirit is my helper. And it's not a matter of if. I know he's my helper. Do you know? He is my helper. Lift your hands up and say, thank you, Holy Spirit, my helper. Thank you. I cannot be stranded. You have helped me this far. You will still help me. My helper, the Paracletos. Paracletos, Paracletos, Holy Spirit. The Paracletos. Can you pray, release your help over my life, Holy Spirit. Because you are my helper, let the Son. Can you say with me, say the Holy Spirit. Because you are my helper, let the Son, let the Moon, let the Stars, let all creation collaborate to help me. Let them come together 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 to help me. Because you are my helper, let everything created arise. Let them collaborate and help me. Lift your two hands up. Let the elements arise and help me. Let the elements arise and help me. Let the elements arise and help me. The sun, the moon, they determine the times and the season. Let them arise and help me. Let them declare good seasons for me. Let them declare good times for me. The Lord said them are in ordinance. They have the ordinance to determine times and seasons. Sun, moon, and star, the creation, every element in orbit. Arise, 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 arise. They tell me great seasons for me. Bring me into great seasons. Holy Spirit, my helper, let me not be stranded. Talk to him, talk to him, talk to him, talk to him. Stop behaving like a champion. You are a weak person. Ask for the help of the Holy Spirit. Help me. Can we pray? Help me with your presence, Holy Spirit. Lift your two hands to him. Help me with your presence. Help me with your fullness. Help me with your presence. Help me with your fullness. In the name of Jesus. Lift your hands up. Close your eyes. Say, Holy Spirit. Say, fill my body. Feel my spirit. Feel my soul. Pursue anything that is not of you. In my body, in my spirit, in my soul, in my mind, Holy Spirit. Let your fullness. Close your eyes and pray with me. I am filled with the fullness of the spirit. Breathe in, let's breathe in, breathe in, breathe in. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Say, as I breathe in and I breathe out, let the Spirit of God fill every part of my body. As I breathe in and I breathe out, anything that is not of God, let them come out of my body. Let them come out of my spirit. Let them come out of my soul. Let them come out of my family. In the name of Jesus. Let there be a baptism of the help of the Holy Spirit here.
a baptism of the help of the Holy Spirit. Let there be baptism of the help of the Holy Spirit.
Baptism of help. Let there be 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 baptism of help.
Oh, I wish you can see this. Madibo poria madada. Ramageria
mazitebokuria. The breath of God, the breath of God. Ramakaria de bokuria. Ariadana makeria ba ebele bokuria maria kadibo. The breath of God, the breath of God, the breath of God. Labari bokuria ma. By the breath of God, let there be healing, healing, healing in my body, in my business. He knows that I do. He knows that I do. As I breathe in and I breathe out. Lebeke riaka. Diboku riaka la. And leboku riaka. Lede deboku riaka.
We give you praise. We give you honor. Thank you. Make a way for me where there seems to be no way. Holy Spirit. Make a way for me. Make a way for me. My helper. Parakletos. 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 Speak a word for me. You are my advocate. Strengthen me where I'm weak. Malebokuria. You are my strengthener. Rebokoria. Pray for me when I'm weak. You are my intercessor. Rebokoria. You are my sponsor. Let there be help available for me. Let me never be stranded. You are my helper. Ike rebokoria makaria. Eke rebokuria karia. Let the Holy Spirit mark you for help this week. You are marked for help. 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 Strange help. Supernatural help. Unexpected help. Unstoppable help. Edelebokuriaka. Eriatada. Makadelebokuria. Eriatada makaria. Ibekeriaka. Let your joy know no bound. Let your joy know no bound. Ikeriaka lama keria talamaka. Maneke limokuliaka. Ezetebekeria kalamaka. Receive everything your heart desires. Mariada, Mariaka. Etelebokuria kalama. Laba libojitele lebokuria mazata. May your life never be the same again. We give you praise, we give you honor, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' mighty name.
This week, may you not be stranded. May help locate you. May help be abundant for you. In the name of Jesus. You are moving from the survival mode. You are moving into all sufficiency. In the name of Jesus. The grace of God that brings all sufficiency. Let it be your portion. This week, in the name of Jesus. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord make His face shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you. May He lift His countenance of favor upon you and give you peace all over, all over, all over, all over. Peace in your family, peace in your home, peace in your business, peace in your ministry, peace as you go out, peace as you come in the name of Jesus. In this time when Nigeria is upside down, let peace be your portion. You will not be stranded, you will not be kidnapped, you will not be assassinated, you will not be involved in anything else. In the name of Jesus, armed robbers will not visit your shop. In the name of Jesus, the peace of the Lord is your protection and is your portion now and forevermore. Amen.